Girl, this next song, holy smokes, in a word, it is hot. It's called Catch Fire, and this is not about hearts and flowers and romance. This is about I want you, and I want you now.
Yeah. Woo. I feel like if you could describe it in one word, it's just honey. I feel like it's like molasses dripping. I loved this song. I did not write this song. One of my other favorite female writers in town, other than Hillary, her name's Natalie Himby.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows her.
Yeah, Baggage Claim, yep. And all kinds of stuff.
She just has a swagger when she writes that I think is so awesome. And I'm, you know, in my late 20s and just, you know, as a woman, you sometimes just want to go for something and you want to lay it all on the line. And I think as soon as I heard this song, I was like, this from the first lyric is like, all right, I want to be that girl.
Yeah, no, when I was listening to it, I'm like, oh okay. She's just like, give it to me and give it to me now. And you know, I was thinking maybe we'll give people a minute to either like turn down the AC, get ready for this song, maybe grab a glass of wine. But I did want to talk to you about the fact you mentioned it's co-written by Natalie Himby and Busby. And when I was looking at the songwriting credits on your album, I mean, it is a veritable who's who in country music, writers that people dream of writing with, dream of getting to record one of their songs. I mean, we're talking about Shane McAnally, Natalie Himby, Busby, Hillary Lindsay, Ashley Gourley, the list goes on. So talk about the fact that, I mean, these people are all a part of your debut project.
I'm, again, such a fan of songwriting and songwriters, and living in Nashville, you get just immersed into the songwriting community. And I've gone to watch all of these people play at places like the Bluebird and the Listening Room and just fallen in love with their music. And I fell in love with country music because of the songwriting. And for me, it was really important to make sure that every song could stand alone and is a great song. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, I've had the opportunity to sit in the writer room with all of these people, and I dreamt of that over the last however many years I've been here. And it's just such an honor to have an album that I'm just so proud of the writing, not just the production or anything like that, just that these people were so kind as to lend their creativity to my story and to my brand.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I think it says a lot about you as an artist and a writer, because, I mean, these people, they've got writing appointments booked months and years out. Mm-hmm. And the fact that as a new artist, you were able to get in a room and write these songs and record them or have them give you some of their mm-hmm. best work is fantastic.
And they've all become friends. They all check in on me, especially Shane and Natalie and Hillary. They've all just been so kind to open their arms to me and are excited for what's to come for me.
That is awesome. Well, I say let's go ahead and play what can only be described as a sexy, sexy song. This is Catch Fire. It's off of Carly Pearce's debut album, Every Little Thing, and you're listening to Big Machine Radio.